You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think that could be an awesome game. So, like, I overall, I'm very, very excited about as we head into the playoff. All right, my stock down. I've been referencing this earlier. I'm really down on the Kirk Herbstreit student council president era. Like, every single week, he's just, like, he's handing out free ice cream for the masses. Like, whatever he thinks is going to be popular, it's like, that's kind of what he's saying. And it's like, that's not what we pay you for, man.
Yeah.
It almost just feels like he's reading Twitter and he's like, all right, where are the winds blowing? Because, like, him pushing back on Saban last week was, like, completely opposed to, like, what he had done the week before. It's just like, I don't need all this, man.
I'll go stock down and get ready, folks. Collective eye roll. The overreactions on the Notre Dame bowl situation are hilarious to me. Like, everyone being like, it's petty, it's immature, you know, it's, you know, Reverend Lovejoy's wife, please think of the children. You're the same people in 2 weeks' time going on your shows that no one watches saying, why are they even playing these bowl games? I would tell them not to play these bowl games. How does it benefit them to be in an exhibition? But now, when a big brand like Notre Dame opts out of a bowl game, the Pop-Tarts Bowl, mind you, this is ridiculous. They're petty, you know. I get the jokes. The jokes are funny. You know, who is it, Joshua? Who's the dude who always hits it on Twitter? Joshua Johnson?
I mean, that would require me being on Twitter.
That's true. That's a good point. The guy who always has the best, like, NBA tweets, King Joshua on Twitter.
I'm not familiar with his work.
He put the video of the Rudy scene when they're all putting the jerseys on Dan Devine's desk. I'm like, that's pretty good. But yeah, the hilarity of all of this, pretending like you actually give two bleeps about a bowl game on December 27th. Stop it. You do not.
All right, what I got right, I nailed Tulane. I've been saying North Texas is a metric manipulator. Like, they're a very good team, but, like, man, every time they've gone up against,
they're a very good team. They're fine,
but, like, they're they were not an undeserving participant.
No, I don't.
You know what I mean? Like, but, like,
because South Florida got,
yeah, and Memphis stubbed their toe. South Florida stubbed their toe. Like, they were a deserving participant, but Tulane was just better, and that line. Honestly, I almost psyched myself out because the line came out and it didn't really move. But I was pretty confident the whole time that Tulane was the better side. We talked about it with Georgia. I would love to say I got Duke right, but you and I both know, as having bet Duke many times this year, you don't get Duke right. You just happen to, you either cash it or you don't. It's never like you were right or wrong. You just happen to be on the right side of a coin flip that day.
So I said this all week. I was like, I can't figure Duke games out. I'm not betting it.
Oh, I was, by the way, I also nailed Texas Tech. I said I didn't care. That was one where I was like, I've seen this game. I don't care. I will bet it again.
So, yeah, I also, when Bear Bachmeier rolled his ankle, I immediately bet their team total under live.
Yeah.
Like they're not. Because
if he could not move, like they actually had a pretty good first drive.
They did.
Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of was the championship game when Notre Dame had the 10-minute drive.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, Notre Dame might win. I was like, I think that was like,
they unloaded the clip.
That was knocked up, you know, doing the dice move too much. It's all they got. Right.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, they did everything there. I love Georgia. I was with you on Tulane. I was mad I didn't give it out on my podcast. I was on Boise State as well. And I thought it would be – I didn't know Indiana or Ohio State what side, but I thought it was going to be a grinder of a first half, and it was.
Yeah, I just put what I got wrong, Ohio State. But, like, to me, like, that whole game came down to really the fourth and one. And I want to be clear. I thought his knee was down. But, like, Saiyan could have easily gotten the first down. You missed the field goal. Like, I don't know. Like, that was a game where easily I thought Ohio State could have won 20-13. They didn't. Credit to Indiana. So, like, I'm fine being wrong there. Like, I just know this. It just means I'm going to bet Ohio State again and again and again. Only their second ATS loss of the season.
I had a pretty good week. I did take a little bit with Miami of Ohio +3. I was, like, kind of a numbers grab. And then I watched the game. I'm like, ooh, they're bad. By the way, I'll be doing their bowl game, so I can't talk too much negativity about Miami of Ohio. I did sort of get this one wrong. LJ Martin, the running back from BYU, I went under his rushing yards, and I think FanDuel was like 71 or 72 and a half, and he went for, I think, 75 or 76, thanks to a late game rush to get him over. But one of the books in Vegas had 79 and a half. I was like, what the heck is going on here? You are way off market. But overall, I was technically wrong on LJ Martin's rushing yards, because I think he went for like 75 or 76.
21-75 and a long of 9.
Yeah. And it was just, you knew he was going to get a bunch of carries. What hurt us was the final drive of the game, they were down 34-7.
Yeah.
And they handed it off. I was like, ah, okay. But all in all, it was nice to have a good championship week, to be honest. And I guess I was also right on, have I told you the happiness hedge?
So what was your happiness hedge?
I woke up Sunday morning feeling great about Notre Dame's prospects to make the playoff.
Oh, so did you take Miss?
I took +880 for them
there
to
you
miss
go.
The playoffs.
That'll help as you get into bowl season.
My wife was happy about it. I was still sad.
Yeah, there we go. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, the Colts have a new starting quarterback. We'll also get into whether or not we have reached the end of bowl season. We'll talk about all that when we come back during the list right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Add some sparkle to the holidays with our friends over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, like an engagement, or simply making the holidays unforgettable, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for your loved one. Some of the top holiday picks include the 5-carat lab-grown diamond band. It's one of the hottest gifts of the season. Get a stunning 5-carat lab-grown 3-row diamond band for only $19.99, but hurry on in because it's for a limited only and while supplies last. Also, if you get that lab-grown diamond band, you will also get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings. They also have the oldest and most extraordinary treasure you can own. It is a natural diamond. And right now, Robert Irwin Jewelers has their entire collection of natural diamond Saltaire stud earrings on sale. Also, another showstopper you want to make sure you check out is the 2-carat total weight natural diamond studs for just $49.99. You can make it a magical Christmas engagement as well at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can choose from their handcrafted engagement rings in unique, trendy styles that she'll adore, like hidden halos, 3-stone designs, and classic saltaires. Whatever your style is, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring for you. Or you can do what I did with my wife's engagement ring. You can design your own. It's not as daunting as it sounds. Go in with a couple of pictures or a couple of concepts that you have in mind. Robert Irwin Jewelers will make that ring come to life for you. You can also do so with peace of mind, the meant-to-be guarantee. That means that for any reason, you have 365 days to return it. No questions asked. Full purchase price. You can also shop now and pay later with 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Robert Irwin Jewelers locations are now open on Sundays through Christmas. You can visit any of their 5 locations or shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. All at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Go in and see our friends today. Let's get into the list. Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers is adding one more chapter to his NFL story, according to ESPN. The longtime star quarterback who retired after the 2020 season, his 17th in the NFL, is rejoining the Indianapolis Colts on their practice squad, sources told ESPN, amid an injury crisis that has left them with 3 sideline quarterbacks. Rivers worked out for the Colts on Monday evening. The news comes one day after Rivers' 44th birthday, instantly making him the oldest active player in the NFL. Also, we got some clarification on how this would impact his Hall of Fame status. Rivers is currently a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2026. Per the Hall of Fame, Rivers signing to the Colts practice squad has no effect on his eligibility. However, if he signs to the Colts active roster, his eligibility clock would reset whether or not he does take a snap in a game, and he wouldn't again be eligible until 2031. I got to be honest, Tim, I did not have this on my 2025 NFL season bingo card.
He's eligible for the Hall of Fame. Like, this is the most wild story in a long time.
And I guess maybe we got the breadcrumbs of it. Was it last year, the Niners 1 year where they were had all the injuries? Had they been in the playoff race that they had apparently kicked the tires on Rivers as well? J.J. Watt, who I guess is doing the game for CBS, said they just did the production meeting with Philip Rivers, and then he learned that the offense that Rivers has been coordinating in high school down in Alabama is Shane Steichen's offense. They still communicate regularly, going over concepts, whatnot. I guess I'm just left. Does anyone remember the last season of Rivers? I think there's been some wild revisionist history about what that season looked like. Rivers was like worse than late stage Big Ben in terms of just like just throwing it 3 yards.
Yeah, at the end, they made the playoffs.
They lost to the Bills, I believe.
Yep, you're right. And yeah, I would love to look up like depth of target, because his last two games he did throw for a bunch of yards, but I do recall it was a lot of dink and dunk stuff.
Keep talking and I can find it for you.
Yeah, so in the 2020 season, they lost to the Bills, as you pointed out, in the postseason. He was 27 of 46 for 309 yards, 2 touchdowns. In the regular season finale against Jacksonville, he was 17 of 27 for 164 yards in that game. The crazy thing is, their go-to guy that year was Jonathan Taylor. Well, he's still there, and he's still pretty darn productive. So I guess there's a little bit of familiarity with Philip Rivers, despite him being gone for 5 years. But I just, really? This is the best you could do?
And I guess you're at that point where you can't trade for anyone. And
there weren't there reports that Flacco was asking to be let go from the
Bengals? To release, but the Bengals are still technically, I guess, somewhat involved. Like, they haven't been officially eliminated yet. And so why would they want to help a team that they're technically still fighting for?
With the playoff spot. Yeah,
correct.
That makes sense.
All right. His air yards to the sticks that last season was -2. Let's see. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, to call him Captain Checkdown was like insulting to people that are like Captain Checkdown. pass depth. That's what I wanted. Okay, here we go. All right. The average, let's see. He threw, 100 passes for negative yards, like behind the line of scrimmage. 204 from the 0-5 mold. And then, 55% of his passes were 5 yards or fewer. Is this elder abuse? I mean, especially if he plays against the Seahawks.
I mean, and that's the thing, too. Look at their schedule, man. At Seattle, the Niners, and then you play the Jaguars, and you wrap up the season against the Texans? That defense is going to destroy him if he's playing.
I guess this was the other thing I was trying to figure out. And I understand the way that the injury, whatever, you know, IR works or whatever we're calling it now. I was under the impression that Anthony Richardson was sent to IR the same way that Kyler was, where they're just not playing him and he's on IR. Isn't he still like a better option? But I guess you have to activate him from IR and then
he, like, break his orbital bone or something
with
like that?
with a resistance band or something. Yeah. No, it was like in warmups.
Yeah, he broke his orbital, and we were talking about this earlier. Supposedly it was bad enough to like mess with his vision pretty severely. So he might still just be recovering from that.
There has to be a bet.
I don't know how this is your, like, we're 8-5. Things are slipping through our fingertips. Let's go get Philip Rivers, who hasn't played, who is two things, literally a grandfather and is a semifinalist for the Hall of Fame.
And it's not like, oh, you know, he was going to play the last couple of years. It's like, he's been worked out, and nobody's done this. I don't know. It just reeks of the, nobody wants to, like, they're upset because they were, you know, what, in first place, I guess, after week 8, and now here they are. But it's like, there has to be some other solution other than this.
Apparently there's not.
How does it get to that? I that one was an all-timer.
Yeah, I definitely, when that popped up last night on the pregame show for Monday Night Football, I was like, is this a joke? This is a joke, right? There's like, his agent put this out there, like, I'm available. But then it became real.
It's just unbelievable. All right, Monday Night Football. All right, so the Chargers win in overtime, 22.
Teddy Bridgewater's not better?
I think Teddy's on a roster.
Is he?
Is he with the Bucs?
I can't remember if he was with the Bucs or...
Yeah, he is. I think he's with the Bucs. You're right.
Is he with Tampa?
Because I think when Baker got hurt in that Sunday night...
Because he was coaching football too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he went and coached the high school team, and because he was like...
got in trouble.
He was like orchestrating rides. Like, it was the most ridiculous thing ever. Like, he was doing what everyone else was doing. I think the problem was like he flaunted it on social media. But the other thing that was awesome about last night's football game... Okay, you ready for this? The Chargers, EPA per play, minus 0.22. The Eagles, minus 0.24. EPA per drive, the Chargers, minus 1.23. The Eagles, minus 1.12. Overall success rate, the Chargers, 38%. The Eagles, 33%. We also had, for the first time ever, according to the Elias Sports and Information Bureau, a player turned the ball over twice on the same possession when Jalen Hurts threw an interception, then forced a fumble, recovered said fumble before fumbling it himself. Again, the Elias Sports and Information Bureau wanted to point out they can't definitively say that it's never happened before, but it has never happened under their records. This was one of the, like, if you were watching this game, I don't feel like I felt good about either team. And this is the other thing. I'm a Herbert truther. Are we acting like Herbert's the only quarterback that's currently playing with a broken off hand? There's a 41-year-old in Pittsburgh that's doing the exact same thing. And this guy is like the ultimate media whore. And this guy, like, last night I was ready to throw up for all of the conversation about how tough Justin Herbert is. Like, are we just going to act like Aaron Rodgers is not doing the same thing? Then also, did you see Herbert big time Laura Rutledge?
Yeah, what was that about?
That was weird.
Turning heel?
I don't know. Like, that, like, was,
it's
that was
the deal,
super,
man.
That was super bizarre to me. Like, At first I was like, oh, was he trying to find Hurts? And but then he was like, no, I was trying to celebrate with my team. It's like, hey, man, everybody knows you're the starting quarterback of a team that just won a Monday Night Football. ESPN's probably going to ask you three questions after the game. That was weird.
Very odd. I still am so... the play, Jalen Hurts turning the ball over twice in one play.
Still an unbelievable moment.
It's.
I told Jeff, our morning show host, I don't even think I've seen that in the high school games I've called. I did tell him we did have earlier
Didn't
this year.
We had that in Rutgers, Rutgers-Purdue. It wasn't the same thing. It was a deflected pass that the Purdue quarterback caught and then fumbled. But
so
it wasn't
we almost
an interception
had weirdly
then.
We almost had that on Sunday with Rodgers. Rodgers had the ball batted back to him, and then he got stripped, and then they just said it was incomplete because he didn't control it. That was a weird one. I told Jeff, we had earlier this year, we were playing Central High School here in town, the greatest logo of all. It's an H just for high school, the high school. It's one of the best logos I've ever seen. It's tremendous. We had five consecutive plays with interceptions. However, we started it off, so we ended up minus one. I'd never seen that. Five consecutive snaps with picks.
Five straight.
Correct. We threw three. They threw two.
That's pretty awesome.
That was a new one. But I've never seen the pick, force the strip, you get the ball back, and then fumble again. That was a new one. I guess this is the real question, though. How much concern should there be with the Eagles? Because I'm also...
A lot.
Okay, but here's the other thing. I guess
their defense is good, though.
And they didn't have Jalen Carter last night.
Yeah, and Lane Johnson.
Correct. So I do wonder, if they get both of them back, are we still going to... Because, like...
Quarterback seems like an issue, man. And I... Did you get the feeling, I think it was his first, it was early in the game, A.J. Brown was on a go route.
Yes.
And Jalen.
I think it was their first pass of the game.
I think it was the first play of the game.
I think Sully was going deep.
A.J. Brown just didn't try, mm-hmm. it seemed. I'm like.
That's happened many times.
What's happening there? And then the pick that went off his fingertips. I'm like, yeah, it was a little high, but he also alligator armed it because he thought he was going to get smoked.
Well, and then also AJ had a play late where it was one-on-one up the sideline, and AJ ends up trying to one-hand it because he was trying to lock the arms of the DB to try and get the call. I think if he just kept running, he would have just caught it. And then I think he had a pass in the end zone that he didn't make the grab. That's kind of where I don't know what to do with Hurts, because I've always kind of felt like if we act like Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen are the same thing, then you're being wildly disingenuous and you're not actually, you're telling on yourself. You don't actually care about football. Like, you care about a narrative. But if we also, on the flip side, would acknowledge that Jalen Hurts is something different than a pure quarterback. Like, he's not a running back playing quarterback, and he's not a quarterback. Is he like a one-third back? Like, if it's something else, he does keep it moving. And when these games start to get uglier as the weather turns worse, like, I'm still just not ready to go, the Eagles are dead.
I don't think they're dead. It does feel eerily similar to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, can they get out of it? Yeah, it's certainly possible. Look at their schedule. I mean, their schedule's a joke.
They get the Commies twice. I think they have to go to Buffalo. Now, where they are in trouble, before the Bears game and before last night, they still had a really decent path to the one seed. And now it feels like, because they're going to lose the head-to-head, well, I guess they have the head-to-head against the Rams and the Packers, so I guess they could conceivably get back. But it's like, I feel like part of the Eagles' formula is you got to go to Philly and you got to play in the crap. Like, if the Rams get to host Philly and that's a game where the Rams can just run their offense, I don't know if I like Philly in that one.
Yeah, I don't know how I can look at Philly right now and say this is a Super Bowl contending team. But are they going to just quit on a playoff game like they did 2 years ago? I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet either.
I think it goes back to your original point. Is Lane Johnson coming back?
Yeah. I mean, it's a big piece. Right?
Because, like, that's the other part of last night is that, like, in fairness to Jalen Hurts, like, they did not block very well. But, like, I don't know, man. How do you wind up? Wasn't the pick to end the game on 1st and 10 from, like, the...
That was really bad. Like, you just can't make that throw. I know, like, the defender kind of leaked back and deflected it, but it's like, you can't make that throw. And there was another play where he had, what, 4 interceptions last night?
4 picks and a fumble.
And one of the interceptions got overturned, and I was like, should it have been overturned? It was one of those, like, put your arms under the ball situations, right?
Well, the other thing that I noticed, because were you on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how much you could hear of Aikman, but Aikman was really going hard on Jalen's not seeing it. Jalen's not seeing it. And then he would point out, like, hey, you know that your offensive line is struggling, and here are the guys that you should be looking at. And, you know, but he's like, basically, you know, he's like, I don't know if he's trying to force feed AJ Brown. I don't know if he's trying to get it all back in one play, but it's like there have been these 6 or 7 yard completions on early downs where he could just keep it moving. He's like, he's not seeing it at all. And then he was also big on the timing is off, the timing's off, the timing's off, which, I mean, I don't know. Like, at a certain point, it's like, why is the timing off? Devontae and AJ have played the whole year. Goddard's played the whole year. I understand they're shuffling the offensive line, but, like, how does that relate with the timing with your receivers?
I was happy to see them get Goddard involved more. I feel like he's kind of been... I mean, I think if you want to look at it glass half full from the Eagles' standpoint, Saquon rushed for over 100 yards for the second time all year.
Yeah, but how much of that came on the one run?
No, that's true. I mean, the bulk of it came on the one run.
Like, I felt like for the most part, and I'm not blaming Saquon. This is not a bitter Giants fan. Like, I'm a Saquon guy. Like, it just sucks he's doing it for the Eagles. Like, that's the only thing that bothers me is it's for the Eagles. But, like, he's getting bottled up, and I'm not blaming him. Like, he's getting hit in the backfield. But, like, it felt like of his, what do you have, like 117 last night?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think like 51 of it came on one run. Let me double check. Let's see. He finished with 122 and 52 of it came on one run.
Yeah. But they were getting, it felt like he was getting a little bit more going early in the game.
Yeah,
and then
no, I agree.
Stalled down. I'm not ready to put a fork in him yet. Because also, I think on Thursday, the Cowboys reminded us who they really are.
Yeah, and they probably dug too big of a hole. I actually don't... That was the weird thing. The final score was what it was, and Detroit covered. I kind of found myself, like... I don't know, man. Like, I don't think the Cowboys are frauds right now, but I do think that they just...
Offensively, they're legit, man.
Well, and like also, like... With Williams on the defensive side, like, they were creating some problems. I just felt like the big problem in that game was, man, they just kept getting into the red zone. It's like, field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal.
I mean, Dallas could...
But I think they're just too far back.
They could win out. Vikings, Chargers, both at home. Commanders, Christmas Day at the Giants. So, they'll be a favorite in every game moving forward. But Philadelphia, I mean, if... Philly loses one of those games not to the Bills, like, what are we doing here? Raiders at Washington, at the Bills, and then wrap up against Washington.
Would 10-6-1 even get the Cowboys into the wild card?
I mean, it depends how it all plays out, but right now your wild cards are Chicago 9-4. Actually, start Seattle 10-3. Chicago 9-4, San Francisco 9-4. Detroit's not in the playoffs right now at 8-5. So no. I don't think 10-6-1 is getting them in the playoffs.
Because also the Cowboys have lost to the Bears and the Lions. The Bears and Lions play week 18. I think that's gonna end up being the winner gets in. And I'm not even down on the Bears.
By the way, the Packers next stretch, that was huge. Obviously, these last two games have been enormous for them.
Yes.
Beating the Lions and beating the Bears. Look at their remaining schedule. Now, who the heck knows what the Ravens are moving forward? You're at the Broncos on Sunday. I think the Broncos are a bit fraudulent, but they're still really good defensively.
Yeah.
And have an awesome offensive line. You're at the Bears on a short week. That's going to be a zoo at Soldier Field. Home to the Ravens, and then you finish up against the Vikings. So... And this last two wins, being Captain Obvious here, but man, beating the Lions and beating the Bears in back-to-back weeks, who, buddy, did that change the tenor of that season?
We also got the news that the NFL's flexed out Bengals Dolphins week 16. Instead, we're getting Patriots Ravens. Okay, I don't know. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a look at, it's a big night of college basketball. Let's get the information out from the desert of how some of these lines are moving. And also, Tim will let us know what he took a look at early lines for the college football playoff. We'll do that next right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ESPN.
All right, Tim, we mentioned this earlier. Have we always had the Heisman Trophy ceremony and then a bowl game after it?
No, I think this is new. With the playoff, it started last year because we used to just have Army, Navy.
Standalone
in the Heisman. That was it.
Right.
And now with the playoff moving up with those home games, they've shook up the schedule a little bit with the bowl. So we do have a couple bowl games before the playoff gets rolling. But yes, this will be the second year. So we do have the Heisman ceremony. Is it leading into the Boise State-Washington game?
So that game is at 8 Eastern. Is the Heisman ceremony at 7 Eastern? And is it on ABC? I feel like
Heisman thing's always on ESPN.
I thought so too.
Let me check right now. Heisman Ceremony TV. 7. Oh, it is going to be on ABC this year. It's going to be on ESPN and ABC.
And then they're just going to toss it. I just don't remember. Did this happen last year? But then I was trying to do it from memory. Cam won the Heisman last year, right?
No, Travis Hunter.
Oh, Travis Hunter. Duh. But I don't remember them kicking it to.
I don't either. I think
a bowl game.
If I remember correctly, and I'll look it up here, I think it was a much lesser bowl game a year ago. Looking it up right now. Bowls. I think the LA Bowl was in the middle of the week. Yes. So the bowl game last year was the Salute to Veterans Bowl, South Alabama and Western Michigan. The LA Bowl was on Wednesday.
Okay. So Salute to Veterans. Is that the one in Montgomery?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
That's Tuesday this week.
Yeah, baby.
A week from tonight, the Crampton Bowl. I believe Memphis has played there before. I guess this is the...
It's actually, by the way, not a terrible bowl game. Just saying.
No, Troy and Jacksonville State will be two teams that'll try.
Got the CUSA champ versus the Sun Belt runner-up. Not bad. Take it.
We also have Boise State, Washington. So that will be the bowl game on Saturday night after the Heisman ceremony. Boise's getting 9 right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a little bit more into it. I don't like this Boise team all that much. That said, Jonah Coleman and Denzel Boston, no chance they're playing, right?
I wouldn't think, but...
I think Jonah Coleman already said a thank you to Washington tweet out there. They're both going pro. Boise State's going to have their whole roster intact. So...
That just surprised me. Like, I would have thought that one would have been closer.
Yeah, I mean, Boise's not... Like, I was texting with a Boise beat reporter prior to the UNLV game, and he was like, just so you know, this is like a really mediocre Boise team.
No, no, I totally, you and I have talked about this all season, and it came across like, whoa, we're trying to diminish South Florida. It's like, no, I just know what Boise looks like when they're good. This ain't it.
Yeah, I mean, but they're decent up front. Madsen, you know, he was not super healthy. I think Boise State could have used another week to get him a little healthier. I mean, that is the odd situation. It's like you won your championship and now you're just going to go play another game, essentially. So,
well, I do think a lot of these schools want to play it as quickly as possible.
I agree. You get a jump start on the portal and all of that. So, yeah, I think, I mean, didn't Memphis last year play early and they were like,
they did.
Great.
Whatever the Scooters Coffee
Frisco,
it's the one at the soccer stadium.
Which is, by the way, going to be played at the Star, the practice facility this year for the Cowboys. All the Frisco games will be played in the Star.
That will be the Xbox Bowl.
Yes, the Bahamas Bowl is now the Xbox Bowl, and we played at the practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, what else has... So you said you... Did you say you took a little in the Alabama-Oklahoma game early?
Yeah, I took a little Alabama pick 'em in that one. So, I look back at when these teams played. Alabama closed around 6.5-point favorite. They had a 95 post game win expectancy. You know, turnovers were the issue in that game. And I know that Alabama, and this is more of just kind of how I do it, but like everyone's kind of crapping on Alabama right now that they stink, including me, and knowing the way it works, they'll probably play pretty well in this game. So,
well, I don't think Oklahoma is capable of blowing anyone out.
No, I don't think so.
I think this is the other interesting aspect of it. How much do you think last year, how much did we see home field advantage being a significant advantage, or was that really the result of, because we had the seeding screwed up, we had home teams that were hosting teams that the gap was too wide?
So I guess I'm missing.
So, like, should we just go SpongeBob SquarePants and just take all four home teams?
I don't know. The one that I'm most conflicted on is Miami A&M. Because I really want to take Miami, but I'm trying not to be like prisoner of the moment and A&M didn't look that good in their regular season finale. I don't think A&M can win the title.
I agree.
I don't know if Miami can either.
I think there are five teams that can, and I'm not certain. I think the top five seeds can. And I'm iffy on, I think Texas Tech might also be black and red Oklahoma, but I do think like that defense is insane. I don't know. Maybe it's just as simple as maybe there's three teams that I think that can win it: Ohio State, Indiana, and Georgia.
Yeah, I'm conflicted on Oregon. I think that's why I want that Oregon Texas Tech in, which we're gonna get so bad, because I think we're gonna get some answers in that game.
I'd also like to know how actually realistic is it that Oregon gets some of these guys back?
Yeah, I mean, they've been beyond banged up. I mean, the DeCorian Moore, Gary Bryant Jr., their offensive line is all nicked up. So, yeah, if they're getting healthier. And Dante Moore, man, I don't think this dude gets enough credit. He's legit, dude. Like, that's a baller.
I'm curious to know... I think there's a... I know we're all Mendoza right now.
You think Diego's got a shot?
Oh, no, I was actually more thinking if Dante came out, could he be the number one pick?
Oh. I think it's possible, you know, once they go through all the workouts
too. Now, yeah. I also think it wouldn't – I would actually tell Dante, if someone's going to give you another $5 million, I'd stay one more year and get a little more seasoning because the guys that have played a lot of football come in a little bit more ready to play. And it's not like, oh, I'm telling him to – you know, a $5 million deal is still good money. It's not like I'm telling him to live in the poorhouse. Here's the thing. I thought Mendoza played well enough to win. But, man, like, I didn't sit there and go, like, that's a Heisman Trophy game. And I get it. Ohio State's great. But I just feel like the problem that Diego has is, like, when you just don't get the chance to make that final statement, I just think it's going to be so difficult.
I've contemplated taking a little Diego at, like, 6-1 to win the Heisman. You know, the Athletic straw poll was super close, but that's also
I was going to say this.
Who just watch college football.
I will say this, though. Going back to when Jaden beat Penix, was that 23?
Yeah.
Jaden went into that night at like minus 1,100. And the last two, same thing with Travis last year. It's like when they actually showed the voting, these guys that were heavily favored, the voting was close. Now, in fairness to Vegas, they're not like it's not. There's not a point spread. They're just trying to name the winner. But I do almost wonder if there's going to be a year where we're going to get in and we think one of these guys that's going to win isn't going to win.
I mean, it almost happened last year. Ashton Jeanty was super close to winning that Heisman Trophy, and I thought it was a slam dunk that Hunter was going to win. I think Mendoza probably wins it, but I think it's fair to argue.
If you told me you wanted to take a flyer on Diego at 6-1, I'm not sitting there going like that's
but
lighting
I also
money
think,
on fire.
I think we also revert back to what the Heisman has been essentially for the last 10, 15 years. The number one team in the country has a really good quarterback. And it also fulfills the story. Like, it's Indiana. They haven't been to a Rose Bowl since 1967. They hadn't won an outright Big Ten title since 1945. They hadn't beat Ohio State since 1988. Like, I think you just give it to Fernando Mendoza because he was good.
No, he was.
The numbers are very comparable, too, for the full season, right?
And I thought in the second half, I thought he outplayed Sain.
And I think, to your point, the throw that he made to lock up that game is kind of the Heisman moment.
Oh, you don't think it was like one of those throws he made back in like November?
Oh, when he threw a touchdown at Penn State?
Yeah, and
Gus Johnson told us to give him the trophy now.
And Amari Cooper made like one of the greatest catches I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
give him the trophy now!
I want to like Gus, but he makes it really hard. I do. All right, we got some big-time college hoops tonight. Are you dabbling? Where are you?
A little bit. I took a little Illinois. A little Ohio State, I beg your pardon. They're home to Illinois. Illinois coming off of the big win over Tennessee this past weekend. Where was that game? Nashville?
Yes. Bridgestone.
So I think maybe a little bit of a letdown spot. Ohio State at home conference dog. We got the Jimmy V Classic tonight.
Yeah, we do. Which I thought we'd already had before, but I guess not.
The late night game should be really fun. Stores South. Madison Square Garden, UConn hosting, in air quotes, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on the health of Terrace Reed. Terrace Reed is an absolute stud, but he's been dealing with an injury here. He's their big center for UConn. So I think I don't love it. I took a little Florida. I don't love it. And then have you been up on what Michigan's doing to teams?
Yeah, no, they're absolutely So one night that in the Vegas, I had talked myself into Gonzaga that night, and then like literally,
I did the same thing.
I
would have been on Gonzaga too.
It was like, it was like Gonzaga was laying points, and I'm like, well, this makes no sense. And then like you spend the entire, like I remember at one point I think Gonzaga got up to like 24, and I think I fired again, and even that was like a loser.
Michigan's last four games, they beat San Diego State by 40, Auburn by 30, Gonzaga by 40,
yep,
and Rutgers by 41. So your boy's going to take Villanova tonight.
You're going to get 17?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hate myself so hard on this one. I'm going to be sitting there on VSiN tonight, and I'm going to be like, I did it. I'm going to be Krusty the Clown when he bet against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yep.
But they were due.
They were due.
I'm going for it, baby. Kevin Willard, bring your bald head up to Ann Arbor and get me to cover town.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we tell your story next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
All right, George. It appears Jaylen Brown was hitting the sticks and streaming live and dropped this nugget. If you want to be a great player, you got to sell your soul. You got to be a flopper. If you want to be an MVP, you want to be on the top, you got to sell your soul and just be a flopper. All right, here's where I want to meet him halfway. Are we saying foul baiting is the same thing as flopping?
I would say no. There's a bit of a difference.
I think there is a distinction. I will say I can maybe meet him there on foul baiting, because in the end, like, we can act like all these
both?
Like all these metrics. Well, like, my thing is, I don't think SGA is a flopper. I think he is a foul baiter.
I think he doesn't, like, there's a little bit of both. Some of them have a little more theatric than others.
I guess the problem that I have is I think of more flopping as on the other end of the floor.
Oh, like trying to sell an offensive foul, like a charge. Yeah. If you just get posted up and you just land backwards.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Sure.
But I can buy into the argument you gotta be hysterical, because in the end, like, you get so many more points by just getting to the free throw line.
Look, since all of this goes back to soccer, and I know you and I both enjoy, you know what? It's okay to dabble in the dark arts. Sometimes you just gotta do it.
I understand it. I don't root for it.
I never said I rooted for it. But
no, I do acknowledge that if it didn't work, people wouldn't do it. I do fundamentally acknowledge that.
Bingo.
And I don't know how you legislate it. I want to thank Tim Murray for joining the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.